It's the Observation Deck, brought to you by Tylock Nasser Vision and Generator Supercenter. Here's Justin.
Thank you so much, Mino.
Thank you, Monto.
So, there is a type of movie that I really enjoy. And it's one where it gets me thinking, especially about how I would fare in this particular movie or in this particular scenario. And I watched a movie over the weekend. It was really emotional.
That was a good fart.
Thank you. And this movie, I think, did a great job of that. Now, Sean, I know you've seen this movie. You've been pitching it for a while. Mm-hmm. I finally got a chance to watch it, and that is Project Hail Mary.
Okay. Did you see it on a big screen?
Do you consider my, like, 48-inch TV at home a big screen?
That's better than your phone.
Yeah. I did not watch it on my phone.
Okay.
And I watched the full thing.
You didn't J-King this thing and watch it in 20 seconds?
I didn't watch a 12-minute version. I watched the whole thing, which, by the way, is a whole thing because I didn't know how long it was. And I remember being about 45 minutes in and pausing it to go to the bathroom and looking. It still said I had about an hour 50 left. And I was like, wait a minute. Is that? No, I need to see where I am now. Oh, yeah, this is almost a three-hour movie.
Yeah. It never felt like it, though, when you're in the theater.
No.
2 hours, 36.
It's pretty long. But, like Sean said, you don't ever really feel like, man, this thing is just dragging and dragging and dragging. Because it is such a good movie. And if you don't know what it is, it came out this year. It's a Ryan Gosling movie. It's based on a book. It's about, you know, and I think you're seeing an uptick in these movies as Hollywood is kind of buying into people's paranoia about the end of the world. But it's about Ryan Gosling as a part of this scientific team that discovers there's something that's destroying the sun, and they can't figure out why.
It's sunshine.
So they have to, they're like, the last ditch effort they can think of to maybe figure out how to fix this is, in a like completely different galaxy, there is a similar world with a similar sun that has the same problem, but it's not dying. So they have to send Ryan Gosling along with this other guy and Milana Weintraub, who's in the movie.
18.
She get naked?
Yeah. No, she does not.
I'm out.
She's honestly not in it that much, but she is in it. And their job is to go to this planet and to this sun and send back information. But as the movie develops, I'm not going to spoil everything, but part of it is you discover that, you know, they know they're going on this mission that knowing they're going to die.
Right.
Because they're not going to be able to get back. So you're essentially going there to save humanity. Mm-hmm.
And Ryan Gosling's an educator and loves his job.
Yeah.
And loves science. And I found it interesting that, like he was the guy. Like, they're like, no, you're going to do this. You're going to be this guy. And he was very reluctant.
It's for very reluctant.
The first third of the movie.
Does his character have a family or anything?
No.
Okay.
It does not.
And reason why.
And that plays into later on why he was a part of the mission. You know, I don't want to spoil that part. But there does, yeah, I mean, you have a couple of people in this mission that are really excited to go, you know, be a part of this and do what they can to save humanity. And then you have other people that are saying, look, I'll just be the coward. I don't want to go die. Mm. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do it.
This sounds a lot like the 1998 Academy Award winning film Armageddon.
Kind of, I guess, where it's a space issue that they have to go send a team. I feel like that's where it ends.
Your driller is up to.
No, there's no wildcatters.
There's no wildcatters. There's no
asteroid.
Right. I mean, yeah, there's no Michael Clark Duncan in a spacesuit like there was in Armageddon. I mean, even in that movie, they planned on the dudes coming back.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like, look.
Well, don't spoil it. It came out almost 30 years ago.
I'm going to spoil Armageddon. I have no problem spoiling Armageddon. But I, you know, like I said, that I find that interesting because, again, you wonder if you were in that situation, you would think that you would step up and save humanity, but you never really know until you're actually put in that situation. And no one, obviously, basically everyone's going to go through their entire existence and never face that problem. But I like to, you know, again, in movies, in stories, in TV shows, play out these hypotheticals in my brain.
I like the leader of this whole group, I guess. Ava Stratt was the character's name, Sandra Hüller, who was the woman in charge of like coordinating all of this.
Yeah.
And she was bearing the weight of knowing that she was sending people to die. And there was a karaoke scene, which I know you remember, and that'll tug at the heartstrings.
For sure. And it's she's awesome because she's very matter of fact and she's like, look, I'm doing what I have to save the world. And it does a great job of tugging at your heartstrings. There's a lot of comedy in it, but not like cheap late Thor movie comedy where they're just going for dumb laughs, but
just
actually
like emotional type comedy.
Yeah, because
it's a buddy comedy.
You kind of need that.
It ends up being
with Rocky.
It ends up being a buddy comedy because I also had the privilege, and I loved this about Project Hail Mary. I purposefully avoided any trailers, reading anything about what it is about. I just knew it was a space movie with Ryan Gosling. So I really had no idea what was going to happen. The one thing I had also heard was there were elements that were similar to The Martian, which is one of my favorite movies.
Same author.
Yeah.
Love The Martian.
Yeah, Andy Weir, who wrote the books, is the same author as The Martian. And
makes sense. He has a lane.
Yeah, he does. And I think, I haven't read the book, but my oldest has. And she said she loved this movie so much because you can't go as in-depth as the book, obviously, because there's a lot of math and a lot of nerdy stuff in there.
Yeah.
But she said they hit all the right notes with this film.
So, one of the big tentpoles is, you know, it ends up being Ryan Gosling is the only one on the ship, and he has to eventually be the one performing the experiments to try to figure out how to save Earth, and he encounters another alien from a different, you know, completely different solar system that is just like this little rock spider thing, and they show them developing ways that they communicate, and they can't survive in the same atmosphere, so they're trying to figure out how to help each other. I thought they did a great job of showing that clearly the rock species was more advanced than humans, but even they had blind spots that Ryan Gosling could help fill in. Because I've always thought, you know, like if you have these super advanced species, like the ones that you see in Interstellar, let's say, humans are just ants compared to those people. But in this case, at least Ryan Gosling was able to help this advanced species. And it's such a good movie. And like I said, I also loved The Martian because, again, in that scenario, like I'm fascinated by, could you survive just being a one-man show? Because Ryan Gosling had to do similar things to Matt Damon's character in The Martian, where you don't have YouTube to show you how to pull the circuitry out of the floorboard to help you get some lights, or like you just have to know the stuff.
Yeah.
You have to be able to do it. You have to be able to survive. And if you don't, at least in The Martian's case, Matt Damon just dies. But if Ryan Gosling was to fail, then he would doom the planet.
Like, would you feel pressure if you're going on a mission like this where you know you're not going to make it back? Like, you know this is basically a suicide mission. So if you succeed, you die. But if you don't succeed, you also die. Like, but I feel like that takes a little pressure off of like, well, at least if I don't make it there, I'm going to be dead and I'm not going to know. But if I do, I'll be a hero.
The thing is, they set up, though, that if they fail here, the everyone they know dies. I mean, it's literally called Project Hail Mary because it's their last ditch effort. It's the only thing they could think of to do. And I have not read the book, but I also found a couple of things in the movie where it didn't make a lot of sense to me. So I looked up, okay, why did this happen? And oh, it was better explained in the book. But one of the things that they don't mention fully in the movie is, they didn't even really intend or think that they would all make it to this place. Like, part of the gamble was, could they even survive? Because this planet they were going to was 11 light years away. So they were just putting them in comas until they get there, and they're like, maybe you'll wake up, maybe not. But such a good movie.
It's going to win all the awards.
It's got to.
Because the visuals of it.
Oh, it looks insane.
And the alien ship is stunning.
Yeah.
And that's why if you can, and I'm sure this will be re-released next winter when it's, you know, award season.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, this will be worth going back to see in IMAX or something like that.
Yeah, for sure. And I also thought Ryan Gosling was incredible because that guy has really pivoted from early on was kind of doing sexy roles and doing The Notebook and stuff like that. But also, the guy has insane acting chops.
Yeah.
And he's in another one of my favorite movies of all time, which is called The Nice Guys, which was a movie he did with Russell Crowe back in the 2010s. And he kind of is a similar character here. He's way more dumb in The Nice Guys than he was in this movie. But he's good at being funny without trying to be over the top and dumb.
Did you guys see Barbie?
Yeah.
He was brilliant in that.
For sure.
And I know that, you know, it's a little SG, but I thought he was incredible in La La Land. I know that La La Land almost won the Oscar as it was announced, and then Moonlight actually won a number of years ago. But to me, that was his best role. But maybe Project Hail Mary trumps it.
He seems to have a lot of roles that are, like, very underrated, too. Like, I don't know if you guys have seen The Place Beyond the Pines.
Yeah.
It's got him and Bradley Cooper. Mm-hmm. It's takes a pretty drastic change about a quarter of the way through the movie, but I feel like that one's underrated.
I think
Blue Valentine, I've heard that's an underrated film.
Did you guys see Fall Guy 2 summers ago?
Yeah.
He was in that. He was incredible.
Amazing.
It was a great summer action popcorn flick, and I don't know if it did great at the box office, but that's well worth your time, too.
Yeah, and I also found out, too, I was talking about Ryan Gosling with my brother, and the movie The Place Beyond the Pines came up, and I didn't realize, I guess I hadn't thought about it, that movie and just being with Ryan Gosling made Eva Mendes quit acting.
Just because of how sexy he is or
something? Well, they hooked up, they had a couple of kids, and she has not acted since that movie.
Hmm.
She's a stay-at-home mom.
Right,
essentially.
Yeah. I mean, she's like, look, I'll just be Ryan Gosling's wife. I'll be the daughter or the mother of his children.
They have enough money.
Pretty kick-ass life.
Yeah. Right. I mean, it's just a pretty amazing, power couple from a money standpoint and look standpoint. And, because I was thinking about it. I was like, yeah, you're right. I don't think I've seen her in a decade. And, if you're going to settling down for Ryan Gosling.
And for him to be a kid actor / entertainer, you know, doing all the Disney stuff to not go off the rails.
Remember the Titans.
And now become, probably the best actor going right now. That's a hell of a success story.
Yeah, because he's, like I said, he's so good at playing funny, but he can also be very serious because there are clearly, he's in deep space with another alien. There's going to be complications and, like you said, Sean, moments that really tug at your heartstrings. And there are touch-and-go moments in Project Hail Mary where you're starting to well up, and he's doing a great job at selling it.
Yep, he is as good as it gets right now, it feels like. I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, I loved it. I'll probably try to watch it again. It's a 2-hour, 40-minute jaunt, but I'll give it another go.
Did you see the sequels?
I did not see the sequels, Daddy.
Project Hail Mary 2 yet.
Sorry.